This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Stumbled into the weekend with Michael Brown. And for whatever reason, I'm really glad that you did. So there's a lot to there's a lot going on. Let's start with just I don't want to spend a lot of time on this story. I just want to give you a little perspective on this story. So the headline over on Drudge, let me pull up you'd have thought I'd been prepared, right? I would have pulled up the Drudge report. The headline on the Drudge report is Moscow Massacre. 133 are dead, many wounded after terrorists opened fire at a concert hall. ISIS is responsible. Vladimir blames Ukraine. Kiev intel, Ukrainian intel, says Russian special services behind the attack. U.S. embassy warned weeks before. Let me tell you, gang, there are no coincidences. Now, I don't know whether this is a false flag operation by Russian special forces or not, but I've been through this playbook before. When I was the undersecretary, there was the Chechens attacked a concert hall. You may or may not remember the story, but they attacked a concert hall. In fact, I think it was like a theater, not a movie theater, but you know, a play theater. And the Russians at the time were so taken aback. Now this was post 9/11 for us. So we had obviously been dealing with terrorism. And we were already engaged in Afghanistan at that time. And the Russians reached out to us for help in how do we, you know, what should we do with the hostages? Do you have suggestions? And so we put together a little red cell and we worked with them to try to help them deal with this attack. Now you have to remember, just to give you again perspective, this was 2000, let me just guess. I want to guess 2003, 2004. I forget when it was, but it was in that time frame. And the reason I pointed out is in the 20 years since that occurred, in which we were cooperating and helping each other, they had offered to help us on 9/11. It was because you know what they were doing? They wanted to get into NATO. They wanted to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And in fact, I spent a considerable amount of time at NATO headquarters in Brussels negotiating with particularly the French. The French, ironically, again, great perspective, the French were opposed to Russia's entry into NATO. Our position was, the U.S. position, was we were fairly neutral, but if push came to shove, it probably might be a good idea to bring NATO or to bring the Russian Federation into the fold of NATO because that would, I mean, they could have turned out to be like Turkey, but they could have also turned out to be a much more stronger ally. So I spent a lot of time in Brussels negotiating and talking to it. We had heated debates about it. The French were particularly opposed to it. And I point out how much the French were opposed to it because now you hear all about how Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, is really the Russian whisperer, and he's the one trying to, you know, broker a behind-the-scenes deal between the Ukrainians and the Russians. Fast forward 20 years. Even going back to Tucker Carlson's interview with Vladimir Putin, in which Putin gives a history of how they really did want to try to join along with Western civilization. They wanted to become a part of our world. And to our, you got to give Bush credit for this. Bush saw that we should, you know, kind of like Reagan, trust but verify, but try to move forward, try see if we can't find a way to really see how sincere they are and get the Russians maybe on our side. The negotiations eventually fell apart. Europe was pretty skeptical. I don't blame the Europeans for being skeptical. But NATO rebuffed Russia. Now, fast forward 20 years, what's Russia doing? Russia's now attacking Ukraine and potentially attacking NATO. And now the same thing that happened 20 years ago in terms of a terrorist attack is happening again, except the headlines are, oh, wait a minute. We warned them weeks before that we had actionable intelligence of a potential terrorist attack. The what's the name of this news site? It's a Ukrainian news site. Hang on a second. It's the Kiev Independent. Moscow, here's the headline. Moscow shooting a deliberate provocation by Putin's special services, says Ukraine's military intelligence services. So now the Ukrainians are saying, wait a minute. The Russian special forces, the Russian secret police, actually, and the story says, the attack ongoing at the time of this writing saw several gunmen opening fire at the Krokus City Hall ahead of the concert. Images posted to social media showed them, the terrorists, walking unchallenged through the venue and firing indiscriminately at those inside. Well, were they allowed inside? It's just a moment of perspective. It's just a moment that while we may think that everything is going one direction today, it may take 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and suddenly the world's going in an entirely different direction. And I say all of that because I think that sometimes we get so wrapped up in everything going on around us in terms of politics, the culture, social media, everything. We get so bombarded that we don't take time to step back. And to use that trite phrase that everybody in D.C., or you know, corporate America is beginning to use this too. Well, let's look at this from a 30,000-foot level. And I like to mock that because that's really a way of saying, well, let's just don't deal with the details. Let's kind of look at things strategically, which is fine with me. I think you should step back and look at things strategically. But it gets way overused. But sometimes I think it's important to actually do it. And in this case, I think it is important to realize that think about in terms of alternate history how things might have been different if the European Union and NATO and the United States really, after the fall of the old Soviet Union, had embraced the new Russian Federation and had sought stronger trade ties, economic ties, travel ties, everything that you can imagine, doing business together, everything, how the world might look different today. And instead, we told the Ukrainians, hey, if you'll just dispose of all your nukes, if you'll disarm yourselves, we promise to protect you. And then what do we do with that promise? Well, you know, we were, according to Biden, we're going to support you all the way. Meaning totally open-ended. Absolutely crazy. And anyway, that was just a thought of let's get a little perspective on things. So I got a whole bunch of other stuff we want to talk about today. So stick around. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty simple. If you want to engage with the program, the best way to do that is to send me a text message. So on your laptop, your computer, your phone, whatever, this is the number to use, 33103, 33103. Start your message with either the word Mike or Michael, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. If you want to follow me on social media, you want to find affiliates where they, all the affiliates around the country, when they air the program, let's see, the podcast, you can find everything at this website. Just type into your address bar, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And then podcasts, you subscribe to this podcast. On your podcast app, whatever you use, in the search bar you type The Situation with Michael Brown. When you get that, hit subscribe. That will get you all of the weekday program that airs 6 to 10 in Colorado from Monday through Friday. and the 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of Michael Brown. Think about that. And we don't charge you anything for it. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Coming up next, Senator Kennedy made some headlines, and I think they're hilarious.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome Good News Rescue Mission Jonathan Anderson and find out what's going on down at the Good News Rescue Mission, what's happening with the homeless, the new housing, all of that. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a while.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and at least I'm glad that you're doing it. I hope you're glad you're doing it, too. As I said before the break, Senator John Kennedy, I believe the senior senator from Louisiana, He has this really kind of fascinating old country drawl about him. He's just kind of a good old boy that, you know, he just doesn't understand, like, why can you just be so stupid? You know, why is it that you are just so dumb? And there were several instances this week that, I don't know, some of you who listen to the weekday program have heard a couple of these, but they're worth everyone across the country being able to hear them too, because I find them absolutely hilarious. The first one is, there is some Olympian skier. I'm not quite sure, and quite frankly, don't care. Oh, I think it's Gus Shoemaker. Shoemaker? I don't know. Who is apparently testifying about climate change. Now, I know that when I'm really interested about climate change, I think that, you know, if I want to study the experts, I'll go to an Olympian skier, because I'm sure they're able to tell us everything we need to know about climate change, what's causing climate change, how we're going to deal with climate change. I'm sure he's really good about doing that. It doesn't go too well.
Well, when my colleagues invite witnesses to come to us to tell us, advise us on passing legislation, I always check out the background of our witnesses, because I like to know who I'm talking to. I checked yours out, Mr. Shoemaker, and I want to be sure I understand it as I evaluate your testimony. On June 8th, 2020, you tweeted, I'm going to quote, "The war on drugs was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse," end quote. The war on drugs, you said, was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse. Who intentionally created the war on drugs to put black people in jail? Who were you talking about?
I don't remember typing that.
You don't?
No.
It's on your Twitter feed.
It's on your Twitter feed. Yeah. I had to do such extensive research. It took us forever, but it was right there on your Twitter feed. Now, let's think for a moment about who really did instigate the war on drugs. Now, of course, I think this premise is totally absurd, but, it was the Democrats that did that. Yeah. But nonetheless, this is his expertise.
Maybe a retweet. I don't know. I haven't used that in a while.
Well, also, even if it's a retweet, it shows your support, right?
Maybe, yeah. But it's not the topic of this conversation.
Right.
I love this. Maybe I did tweet that. Maybe I didn't retweet it. But that's not the subject of this conversation. No, but you're there as an expert witness. You know, any time that I would have an expert witness on the stand, whether it was my expert or the opposing counsel's expert, I would ask all these questions before they gave any testimony about the subject matter whatsoever. I asked them about everything I possibly could about their background, because that background goes to their credibility. It goes to, you're here to testify about the deliciousness of Diet Coke. Okay. Then let's see what you've done on social media, any articles you've written, any previous testimony you've given, do you have a background in, do you have a bachelor's in Diet Coke? You know, that is just the tip of the thing you do. And that's all Senator Kennedy's doing here too. And of course, it makes you wonder who thought it was a good idea to have this skier. Now, if you need a skier, I haven't skied in probably 20 years. It's just too damn crowded. But I don't know. I could go outside the studio and I could probably find, right here in Denver, I could probably find, a couple thousand skiers if you wanted skiers. That may be what they did here too. I don't know.
Right, but it has to do with, you're here giving us advice, and I just kind of like to know a little bit more about your
opinion. I'm here as an athlete giving you my story and what I've seen.
On August 27th of 2020, you tweeted this, quote, "Police are paid with taxpayer dollars. If they are not answerable to us, we can demand new service, and that's what this is. Abolish the police in favor of that new service, end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again.
Let me just ask you. So far, we've had a tweet about the war on drugs was just to incarcerate black people in total. The next thing is, well, we ought to abolish the police. What do you think this kid's here to testify about? What do you think he's an expert on? As he said, he's an athlete. Yeah, he's an athlete. But is this about new NCAA rules? Is this about the U.S. Olympic Committee? What do you think he's there? What's your guess about what he's there to testify about? Think about it.
And not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we?
I don't want to answer the question. That's not what I'm here to talk about. Well, you're on the witness stand. I can ask you any damn thing I want to ask you. You should have thought about that before you agreed to be a witness, bucko.
Do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
You don't want to address it. Okay.
Now, the question was, do you want to abolish the police before or after we get rid of fossil fuels? That's maybe a hint about what the hearing's about.
Police in favor of that new service, end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again, not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
Do you think we ought to abolish the police before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Maybe what if this hearing is about the use of fossil fuels and the use of fossil fuels causing anthropogenic global warming? What if that's the topic of the hearing? He just said, oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, you don't want to address it. Okay. Let me ask you about one more of your tweets. On August 26, 2020, you tweeted, there's a picture. I'm not going to describe the picture, but you said, quote, your words, not mine. On your Twitter feed, quote, this is what systemic racism looks like. The Los Angeles Police Department is literally policing only the Black Lives Matter side, end quote. What do you mean by that?
This is still off topic.
No, it's not. You're here as an expert telling us, advising us, and I'm asking you about your background.
I'm here as an athlete to talk about the effects of climate change on my sport.
Okay.
We're there to testify about his expertise as an athlete and the effects of global warming on his sport.
Let's go back. Well, I'm almost out of time.
You're well out of time, and we have other senators waiting, so okay. Please wrap up when you have a moment.
Fine. Thank you all for your time.
You're way out of time. So when we get back, do you think that Senator Kennedy actually asked him about, climate change and his expertise? Let's have a little fun. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Accurate are market predictions in your life? Likely, very few. But the yield curve is different. Since the 70s, it's been 100% accurate in predicting recessions when it stays inverted for 12 months. We've hit that 12-month mark. Maybe it's why big names like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon are making huge stock sales. Don't be fooled. A recession seems inevitable. But what does it mean for your retirement? Consider gold and silver. They're easy to buy, easy to sell, and they've never been worth zero. I'm Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital, and I'd like to send you our free Precious Metals IRA guide to help make sure your savings are protected. With a quick, no-obligation call, you can see how easy it is to get started. And when you call, ask how to get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Redding City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You know, during the break, Damien is completely throwing me off because if he had just settled down, I'll get to his points in a minute. But oh no, he's got to like, hey, what about this? What about this? What about? Well, you know what? I guess I'm gonna have to start sending you the list of topics for the day. Chill out. Yeah, run the show, baby, run the show. I'm sorry. I think that sometimes it's just hilarious what goes on behind the scenes of any talk show host, of any talk show, not talk show host, of any talk show. Because there's always this great relationship between the host and the producer. And Damien will tell you that I'm just probably as bad as anybody else, that I want to chit-chat during the break just like anybody else. And we have great conversation. We have absolutely great conversations. But he's asking me like 1,000 questions because I've lost my tab and I'm trying to find the particular sound bite while I'm trying to answer his questions at the same time. And I just find it funny. It's just, Damien, I'm sorry. I just think it's funny. But anyway, I did find the sound bite. And I want you to hear Senator Kennedy, because the reason this kid, I shouldn't call him a kid. I don't know how old he is. Everybody to me is a kid. He's there to testify about climate change. And his answers about climate change are freaking hilarious, particularly in light of some scientific data that I want to give you after we hear this.
Who invited you here today?
I came with Protect Our Winters.
Right.
A group called Protect Our Winters. You know, Colorado could use some Protect Our Winters, because now today it's 68 degrees. It is glorious. It's sunshine, blue skies. It's wonderful. And the 2 feet of snow that was in my front yard and backyard last week is gone. So, yeah, I'm actually kind of thankful for a little global warming right now. He was totally absent last week.
But you're here on behalf of the Democrats or the Republicans?
I'm here on behalf of the outdoor enthusiasts around America.
Okay.
I'm here on behalf of everybody that ever goes outside.
You were contacted by Senator Whitehouse's staff?
I personally came with Protect Our Winters, so I don't know how that went exactly.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
I'm sorry. I'm getting too much pleasure out of this. You show up to testify about Protect Our Winters, meaning that you're there because there's too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and that's causing global warming, and pretty soon I'll never be able to ski again. This kid's too young to know who Al Gore is, who told us that, you know, all this, the polar ice caps were going to melt and snow would never exist again. The ski industry in Colorado would die. I think the ski industry is now going to go way past their usual closing date of sometime in April or May. They will probably be skiing in June in Colorado.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but.
Well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up, because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as, is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what,
is it the major part of our atmosphere? Or?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay. But...
Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, I guess I really don't know if it is or not. But I was here to talk about how carbon dioxide is ruining the places I go ski. Shazam.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
Well, you said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay.
I wonder if he would give up the fossil fuels that made his skis. I wonder if he'd give up the fossil fuels that made his poles, his ski poles. I wonder if he'd give up the fossil fuels that transport him into the wilderness where he goes cross-country skiing. I wonder if he would give up the fossil fuels in Alaska that keeps his ass warm in the middle of winter. or that provides the light, you know, when the sun doesn't shine but a few hours in the middle of the night? How about that? I wonder if he'd give up the fossil fuels that made all of the winter clothing that he wears that when he goes cross-country skiing. I wonder if he'd give up the fossil fuels that make the goggles that he wears when he goes cross-country skiing. This is the idiocracy. This is the idiocy that exists. I want you to think about it. This is the United States Senate, the most exclusive club in the world. And Sheldon Whitehouse has decided that this is the expert to testify about fossil fuels. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about the Chechens? Or I shouldn't say the Chechens. Did you hear about the terrorists that attacked the theater in Russia? Just to give you a little perspective on things. Did you hear about communist China and what they're doing to overtake the world? Did you hear about that? Oh, you didn't? Have you heard about the cartels that are operating in this country, engaging in sex trafficking and human trafficking? Did you hear about that? Oh, you didn't? No, but let's listen to this, Yahoo.
Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing.
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't have a good
answer
for that, no.
Okay. You just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think, well, to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that.
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right, but it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think okay. I would...
If we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, which you advocate, how much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't know?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those... temperatures stop rising and make.
I love it. You know, if we take those monies and invest them in the future, you know, we can hope that temperatures won't rise. Wow. This is the United States Senate. This is what goes on inside the Beltway. And you wonder why this country's so screwed up? Do you really? Let me tell you, it's Gus Schumacher.
Maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But, yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Well, when
I don't know anyway. So there's the quote of the entire testimony. Yeah, you know what? I don't know anyway. I don't know anyway.
When my colleagues invite witnesses to come to us to tell us, advise us on passing legislation, I always check out the background of our witnesses.
And now here's where he moves on into the soundbite we heard before about his tweets. He wants to defund the police. He wants to do all sorts of things, all in the context of climate change. So where are we in terms of climate change? As I told you last week, I mean, do you know that March is the snowiest month in Colorado? The mountains, just probably from where I sit right now, are probably about, I would guess, to really get to, let's say, the Continental Divide, is probably about 30 miles or a little more to my west. Right now, if you want to see the Purple Mountains majesties, you would walk out to the west side of my studio complex, and you would see the most gorgeous view of the mountains from the northern end of Colorado all the way down to Pikes Peak. And they're all snow-capped, and they're gorgeous. They've looked like that every year that I've lived in Colorado for 30-plus years. And some years it snows more. Some years it snows less. Some years we get snow in May. The climate's changed, and it always has. But where are we? Have you thought about where we really are in terms of CO2? Because when we get back, there's some pretty interesting evidence about carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere based not on ice cores, which I will explain to you in a minute is not really that accurate, but on plants. Plants tell us more about carbon dioxide than ice cores do. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Don't forget, get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Speaking of Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So there's, you know, so we kind of been having a little bit of fun about this Gus Schumacher. And if I'm totally honest, I actually feel sorry for the guy. I really do. Because the Democrats put him in this untenable position of a skier coming in to testify about climate change. Now, that would be about the same as me, because I'm not an expert. What I understand about climate change are all of the scientific journals and all the articles and all the research that I do so that I can bring you information about climate change. Now, I certainly have an opinion about climate change, and the opinion is this. Climate changes, it always has, it always will, and whatever effect mankind has on the climate is de minimis. And in fact, we have some new evidence of that. You know, this ongoing debate, and I guess you could call it an investigation, into the causes and the impacts of global warming, really, if you think about it, means that we have to understand Earth's climactic past. If we, just like in history, if we want to forecast the future. Now, central to any sort of discourse or debate or argument is the theory of anthropogenic global warming. That's the main thing. AGW, anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. Now, the thesis of that is that human activities, primarily through the emission of all these greenhouse gases, such as CO2, carbon dioxide, that man has significantly altered the atmospheric composition of the Earth. And that's led to global warming and thus to climate change. Now, I'm young enough to remember that we were all scared to death that we were going to freeze to death, that we were entering an ice age, and that, you know, soon we would all be freezing, and then suddenly it changes, and now it's climate change because it... global warming, well, that's not really working either. But when you explore the crux of anthropogenic global warming theory, if you really examine the reliability of ice cores, which everybody tries to use to prove how much atmospheric CO2 concentrations existed in the past, then you'll understand that there are actually alternate scientific methods that really ought to be used that are much more accurate. Plant stomata. That is the study of these little kind of, I'll just describe them as holes in the leaves of plants. That will give you a better idea of how much CO2 has actually existed in the atmosphere in centuries and eons past. Scientific evidence says, suggests that for the past 800,000 years, atmospheric CO2 levels fluctuated between 180 to 300 parts per million. Now, that range is considered to reflect some sort of natural variability. It goes up and it goes down, and that's driven by Earth's orbital cycles, all the volcanic activity, and interactions that exist between the atmosphere, the oceans, the biosphere, everything that encompasses this planet. And you know, humans, we're a tiny little part of that. But if the past 800,000 years, according to ice cores, there's been a fluctuation between 180 to 300 parts per million, then how do you account for the current concentration of around 420 parts per million? That's 120 parts per million higher than what the ice cores have shown us to be the fluctuation over the past 800,000 years. Well, if we're going to accept the premise that historical context of CO2 levels is crucial, that's why they've been using ice cores. Ice cores is where they go into the Antarctic or they go to the Arctic, wherever they can get ice cores, and they drill these cylindrical samples out of ice sheets and glaciers. And they look at the air that's trapped in the bubbles that get sealed off from the atmosphere. But here's the problem with that. The gases within those bubbles, it takes thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years for those little bubbles to get trapped and created. So the formation of glacial ice is elongated, a prolonged process that occurs over centuries, over millennia. So it's a really slow encapsulation process. So that means that the ice cores really are not as effectively a gauge of short-term fluctuations in atmospheric CO2 levels. And those fluctuations could actually only exist for maybe years to maybe even just decades. So how do we then actually look at something that's more accurate? And that's where the evidence from Plant Stomata comes in. And that evidence suggests that there's been many more large and short-term fluctuations in atmospheric CO2 levels than has been recorded by ice cores. In fact, when you study the plants, levels approaching and exceeding 420 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere was quite common in the 14th and 16th centuries. Now, you tell me that? Well, that challenges the notion of both stable CO2 prior to human emissions and that human emissions, are nothing unusual. All of this interaction between the atmosphere, the sun, the oceans, the biosphere, and humans continues to cause the climate to change. And all this is really about is spending money, because what's the answer to everything in terms of climate change? Spending money. And why is it spending money? Because the more money that we spend, the more we can dictate how you live your life, which is what that little numbnut doesn't understand. It's all about control. And when you look at plant evidence, CO2 levels have far exceeded the outer limits of 400 parts per million time and time in the past. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than 100 people are dead after gunmen opened fire in a concert hall in Moscow. Here's correspondent Rika Ann Garcia, who says it's still not clear who carried out the attack.
The Islamic State Group's Afghanistan branch claimed responsibility for the incident in a statement posted on social media, and U.S. agencies had confirmed that the group was responsible for the attack. However, some Russian politicians pointed the finger at Ukraine shortly after the incident. Ukraine has strongly denied these accusations. Putin also said all four people directly involved in the attack had been detained and suggested they were attempting to flee into Ukraine, although no evidence has been provided to support this claim. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Congressman Mike Gallagher is urging the Senate to pass a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to a company not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
To say that China does not, the Chinese Communist Party more specifically, does not control TikTok just misunderstands the reality of how the economy works in China. There is no such thing as a private company in China.
The Senate last night passed a $1.2 trillion set of spending bills that will avert a government shutdown or the threat of one until the fall. In a video announcement on social media, Kate, Princess of Wales, announcing she'll be undergoing chemotherapy for cancer found earlier this year.
And I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
Former President Trump told the Salem Radio Network, Sebastian Gorka, his recent warning of a bloodbath was referring to the demise of the U.S. auto industry if Joe Biden is reelected.
Because we're getting ripped off with Biden's really dumb auto policy. I tell you what, if any auto worker, United Auto Worker or other, if any auto worker voted against Trump, they are not the smartest people.
And the former president interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More from townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
The first major rehearsal for the Paris 2024's Olympic torch relay has taken place just outside the French capital.
A total of 10,000 people in all will participate in the torch relay. The four captains, comprising two Olympic swimming champions, one at triathlon and the fourth long jump. Security will be tight, says French Sports Minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra.
We will have at every step of the torch relay 200 people securing the torch and the organization.
Paris 2024 President Tony Estanguet says the massive event is quickly taking shape. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The cost of hiring a real estate agent to buy or sell a home may soon change, along with decades-old rules that have helped determine broker commissions. The policy changes could help spur price competition for agent services. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives is set to dwindle further with the early exit of Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, one time a rising star inside the party.
Representative Gallagher's resignation will leave House Republicans with only a 217 to 213 majority. The thin majority has already proved to be a challenge for Republican leadership and forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats. For a time, Gallagher was seen as a rising star in the GOP, spearheading the House pushback against the Chinese government. But Gallagher found himself at odds with both former President Donald Trump and his supporters. He also angered fellow Republicans last month by refusing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Gallagher will resign his position on April 19th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So that last hour I talked about the Purple Mountains Majesties. Now I went out to the balcony and I snapped a picture of the Front Range, but I haven't had time yet to do a Kate Middleton. God bless her. I hope she survives her cancer. But remember she was accused of photoshopping that picture of her family. Well, I've got to Photoshop this picture because it's kind of hazy out today, so I'll get it posted up to Instagram later on. By the way, if you want to join my Instagram account, it's at Michael D. Brown on the IG, as the kids say. I want to play a soundbite for you because I want to talk about the trials of Donald Trump. Now, don't hang up yet. You've got to hear this. Whether you hate Donald Trump or you love Donald Trump, doesn't make any difference to me. I want you to hear this because this is a great lesson in sometimes people are too smart by half. And sometimes, well, let me just say this. Here's my basic premise for this entire segment that I want to talk about Donald Trump. I think that human beings have an innate, inherent sense of fairness. Even if you despise someone and you want to see them fail at everything, you hate them to your core, I still think that if you see them being mistreated or being treated unfairly, you have a problem with that. I know I do. There are certain people that I can't believe I'm going to say this, but there are just certain people that I just can't stand. I just can't stand them. Michael Brown's a hater. No, I'm just like you. Unless you're Christ himself, there are just some people that you can't stand. Just like Damien can't stand me. I know it, but you know what? It is what it is. But nonetheless, I think people truly do have a fundamental sense of fairness. It's why, as an example, I think it's why Americans prefer, they tend to cheer for the underdog. Now, I don't necessarily think that Donald Trump's an underdog here, but I do think he's being treated unfairly. And I do think that regardless of whether you love him or you hate him, you have to recognize that what's going on here is he's being attacked in a way that if this was any other American, we would say, oh, wait a minute. What the hell are you doing? So let's talk about a couple of things. Let's talk about bills of attainder. This is Michael the lawyer, and we're going to have a little bit of a law school class here. So get ready. So I'm going to talk about bills of attainder, and I want to talk about kangaroo courts. Because if you have bills of attainder, generally you're going to end up in a kangaroo court. You're going, oh, wow, what the hell is a bill of attainder, Michael? It comes from the old common law. A person or persons whom the people in charge don't like is attained. Forget about due process. There is no presumption of innocence. All those little quaint ideas about fairness, those go away. Bills of attainder work through the untrammeled deployment of state power. To be accused was the same as being found guilty. And common penalties included the complete abrogation of the right to own property. And often, you got the gallows. You got your head chopped off. I don't mean figuratively, I mean literally, you got your head chopped off. Now, part of the impetus for the American Revolution was that American colonists had a lot of experience with bills of attainder, which is why the founders made sure to include in Article 1 of the Constitution this instruction, quote, "No bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed." There's your Latin for the day, ex post facto law. It's kind of a bill of attainder. It's similar to a bill of attainder. An ex post facto law is a law that's written with a particular target in mind. For example, in New York, there was a statute of limitations on charges of sexual assault. Most states have, for even rape cases, there is a statute of limitations. What's a statute of limitations? Well, it is a period in which a criminal charge must be brought, or in civil cases, your contract dispute must be brought before a court. Otherwise, the statute of limitations prohibits you from filing the charges. Now, why do we do that? Because let's take sexual assault charges. Memories fade. Memories change. Witnesses disappear, let alone eyewitnesses. But all sorts of things happen that mean that we can no longer be assured that someone's going to get a fair trial. And this happens to everyone. It happens to you. You can't deny it. The memory you have today about something that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, or even as a child, those memories have been molded, melded, changed slightly to where over time, the memory might be actually entirely different from what actually happened on the day that you remember it. It's just the way our brains work. So in New York, there was a statute of limitations on charges of sexual assault. The state had to bring charges of sexual assault against a suspect within a certain period of time. And if that time period passed, you then could not charge that individual with sexual assault. Why do I emphasize that New York had a statute of limitations on charges of sexual assault? Because that statute of limitations had long expired by the time that E. Jean Carroll got around to actually accusing Donald Trump of raping her in a dressing room at Bergdorf's on Fifth Avenue some 30-odd plus years ago. But wait a minute. That doesn't make any difference. Because a politician in New York had that law, that statute of limitations, temporarily changed so that E. Jean Carroll could go after Donald Trump. I know. If you've never heard that before, you're thinking to yourself, oh, there goes Brown again, making up crap. No. You know why you haven't heard it before? Because that would offend your sense of fairness. Because why would we change the law about a statute of limitations for one individual? Aha! Now you understand what a bill of attainder is. That brings me to the idea of a kangaroo court. You know where that the origin of that term comes from? A kangaroo court is where you see a judge, the lawyers, whatever, but primarily the judge, just hopping over procedure, hopping over precedent, hopping over what even the law says. It's a synonym for a court that is horribly unfair, horribly biased. Again, what's been happening to Donald Trump, I think, is the most dramatic, although it's hardly the only example. I think it is indeed the most dramatic example. You know what? It's not unprecedented either. Let's go back to 2016, when Trump had the stupidity to get elected president. The Russian collusion investigation was so wide-ranging, so all-encompassing of anything you could possibly imagine or make up, that it really was essentially a bill of attainder. So what does that have to do with Donald Trump? Maybe I'll stick around and find out. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. When you do that, follow me on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram. All of those social media icons are on that page, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to the podcast. When you search for the podcast in your podcast app, you're searching for The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. It gives you 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? So let's do that. Oh, and don't forget, you want to interact with me, you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, you text the word Mike or Michael in your message to this number, 33103.
Hey folks, Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? 2 times more? 4 times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Welcome back to the weekend program. The weekend with Michael Brown. But come on, get your head together here. Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I love your text messages. So we're talking about bills of attainder and kangaroo courts because that's what Donald Trump's going through right now. Whether you love him or hate him, it just doesn't make any difference to me. Now, Trump's not the only target of the state, the government, and their animus, their hatred. Anybody that I want to differentiate here to a certain degree. The people on January 6th that broke windows or kicked in a door, I think are guilty of vandalism or trespassing. They're guilty of they should be charged with misdemeanors, and they should receive what anybody else would get if charged with a misdemeanor for trespassing or vandalism, which is usually, a fine, $1,000 fine and a couple of nights in jail. But these people are being absolutely abused. There are also people on January 6th that I think truly are being treated with bills of attainder, if not a kangaroo court, because grandma, who was just there to protest or was just got caught up in the crowd and happened to walk into the Capitol, not even intending to protest, just thinking, well, everybody's going in. Well, I guess I'll go in and look at it too. Because the U.S. Capitol is an amazing place. You know, I'm actually kind of more surprised that there has not been made, more of Joe Biden's, Joe Biden is not known for his eloquence or his rhetorical precision. He just doesn't speak very precisely. But I'm confused that people haven't made more of his recent boast that more than 800 people had been arrested and jailed in connection with the dragnet conducted by the FBI after that rambunctious protest that in parts turned into a riot. Imagine boasting that members of the other party had been jailed by your judicial system, because that's what took place. You know why I think there's? It's amazing that more hasn't been made about his boast about the 800 people that have been arrested. Because, in fact, there's been something on the order of more than 1,300 convictions and even more convictions coming. There was one conviction of a Colorado man just this past week. 1,300 convictions. Now, some people object when I talk about this as some sort of an instance of Stalinist-like justice. But think about this. So far, the conviction rate for people charged in connection with January 6th, you know what the conviction rate is? 100%. Now, true, some people were exonerated on some charges, but not all charges. But no one, not one grandmother, not one tourist from, you know, Timbuktu has been fully exonerated. That's a record that even Stalin would have been proud of. But let's go back to New York. Let's think for a moment about what just happened in New York. Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York, actually campaigned on a promise. Now, stop and think about this. And she got by with it. I'm running for Attorney General not because I want to see that justice is done, not that I want to represent the state of New York in criminal cases and civil cases, not because I want to advise the Colorado or the New York General Assembly on their legal issues that might come before them. No, I'm running for Attorney General because I want to bag a guy. I want to go on a hunting trip and I want to bag one man, Donald Trump. That was her campaign. Trump was accused of this horrific crime, which you've probably done too. He overvalued his assets. He said, I think my assets are worth more than what you think they're worth. Now, unfortunately for that accusation, Trump actually got the loans. The banks, these monstrous banks, that have all sorts of due diligence, compliance officers, compliance departments. They've got underwriting departments. They all looked at Trump's valuation and said, yeah, we think that's a little high. You want $100 million, we'll give you $99 million or $90 million or whatever. It doesn't make any difference. And, oh, by the way, he paid them all back with interest. Now, I can't keep saying this enough, but this is a trial for fraud. This is a fraud trial. So, would somebody tell me where the fraud is? How much do you think your home's worth? Okay, now you take that figure, and you go to a mortgage company, and you tell them what you think your home's worth, and they'll tell you, well, that's sweet. That's really nice. We'll have an appraiser come out, and we'll tell you what your home's worth. And then we'll give you a loan in that amount. And if you're really looking for the loan, you'll take it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No victims, no harm, no foul, no money lost. Yet it's fraud, a bill of attainder, a kangaroo court. So what are the repercussions? What are the repercussions? Text the word Michael to 33103. Repercussions.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash cash. Just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Events Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Ready Materia.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
The summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds. Contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. March 26th is for foster youth and former foster youth, certified homeless students, CalWORK students, EOPS students, members of the armed forces and military veterans, PACE students, tribal TANF students, student parents, and step-up students.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm just reading through some of the text messages. You goobers are pretty good. Gubernator number 6689 writes, Mike, what they're accusing Trump of doing has happened on every real estate transaction in history. The only effect of a borrower's estimate of their property value is to possibly get the attention of a lender. A borrower's estimate of the value of the property has no effect on the lender's own valuation of the property. There was no crime committed. The left has killed America. We just haven't finished dying yet. Well, we might be on life support, but I'm not going to let them pull the plug. I'm not going to let them pull the plug. Now, this is particularly true in Colorado. Gubernator number 0195 writes, Mike, when it comes to valuing one's own home for the sake of a loan from a bank, wouldn't it be great if we could use the county auditor's estimates from when they are using them to set property taxes? Yeah. Yeah. Since my property taxes went up by, I don't know, like 25% or something. Yeah. Thank you, Democrats in Colorado. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. So we got this kangaroo court going on in New York. It's amazing to me that you have a trial where there was no fraud, nobody defrauded. Now, you think a fraud trial, somebody would be defrauded, right? But no. There were no victims, no harm, there's no money lost. You know, there's an old Soviet Union principle of show me the man and I'll find you the crime. Huey Long, as I've told you before, once famously said, there is always something. Although in the case here, there really isn't something. Trump is Trump. So therefore, he must be guilty. When you fine somebody $355 million, starts out at $250, then it goes to $350, and now you get a posted bond of some almost half $1 billion, you are in effect, once again, a kangaroo court, denying him the ability to appeal. It's unprecedented. But I want you to hear, and those of you who hear me during the weekday know that I have played this before, but it's worth hearing because this comes from Frank Luntz, the pollster, who is decidedly anti-Trump. And he points out what I'm saying about Americans have an innate sense of fairness. Even if you despise Trump.
Politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then
You know, his opponents are already referring to him as Broke Don. And you'll hear in a minute, Biden even made a joke at a fundraiser about Trump's legal problems. You know, Mr. President, shut up. You want to talk about legal problems? The only reason you don't have any legal problems right now is because you control the Department of Justice. Yeah. You have an attorney general who is, well, doing everything they can to protect you. This, just listen to this.
The politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then there is the possibility that the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, would have to start or would start seizing assets, maybe even buildings. How do you think that would play?
I want you to remember.
Now, this is Frank Luntz speaking. Remember, he is not pro-Trump. In fact, he is anti-Trump. He's a pollster. And in fact, I will say this, as much as I think Frank Luntz is kind of a bizarre old kind of guy, he's a damn good pollster. He's very good at what he does. I would classify him as someone who does much more than political polling. He does a lot of polling on people's attitudes. He does a lot of polling on kind of cultural issues. And what he has to say, I think, is absolutely spot on.
Remember this moment, and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take him.
You know, I would love to have been in the control room at CNN. You know, because they bring on Frank Luntz because he's anti-Trump. So, you know, he's one of them. So let's bring on Frank, and let's talk to Frank about, you know, all of this stuff going on with Trump. I bet the producers were screaming in those anchors' IFBs, oh, my gosh, shut him up, shut him up.
Going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the attorney general right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the secretaries of state did in Colorado, and what they did in, I believe, was Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
What do you think about that?
Now, this is another commentator that the anchor on CNN turns to and says, so what do you think about what Frank just said?
I mean, my biggest question, this is the beauty of Frank having his job, which I don't have, is that happened, what you're talking about, Maine, Colorado, when you're talking about what happened in a primary. And while I don't disagree with the optics, I've spoken to people inside Trump world who are saying, instead of bankruptcy, we sit in the peace. Come to Trump Tower, please. We'll have cameras there. We'll have that fight. We'll win that optics battle. I think the bigger question is, in a general election, and given the fact that the Biden campaign has really latched on to this in a way that they haven't in most legal issues.
Broke down. I was surprised to hear that.
He was joking about it last night at a fundraiser as well that was off camera, whether or not that rise in the polls can carry into a general election. And you'd know better. You're talking to people. You'd know better.
How is Donald Trump beating Joe Biden? He's got 85 indictments that still exist. Felonies. How is he beating Joe Biden with the economy getting better and things cleaning up? Okay, we got it's still have inflation. You still have got immigration. Trump is leading. And in the
listen closely,
7 swing states, Trump is up by the margin of error in 5 out of 7. Why is that happening? Because his critics are stupid and they're running a horrible campaign. And for those people who do not want Donald Trump back, they should be thankful that the people who are orchestrating his loss are as pathetic and they don't understand the American people.
Quick last word.
And see, I think you and I do understand the American people. This is why his poll numbers are shooting up among women, among Hispanics, among blacks. And this is why, as long as the invasion of the southern border continues, as bad as it's going, if it continues. You know, I've got a sound bite that I may play for you in a minute where Janet Yellen is talking about, well, we're not so worried about inflation because wages are going up. Really? How's that working out for you? How are your wages doing? And how are those increases in wages that you ostensibly are getting, how's that helping you keep up with higher gas prices, higher taxes, inflation at the grocery store? Inflation everywhere. You know, they like to tout how inflation has come down. And it has come down, but it's still up. And what do I mean by that? Well, inflation goes up, 9% over a year, and then the next year inflation only goes up by 4%, you've already established a new baseline of 9%, and so the 4% is on top of that 9%. Oh, yeah, it came down. Yeah, it came down, but it's still high. Luntz is right about this. Absolutely right. People will still get turned off by Trump. People will still get infuriated about the stupid stuff that he says. People will still get mad about the way he talks. But people will also recognize, oh, this is turning this country into a little third world tin horn dictatorship in which we jail and go after our political opponents with lawfare. We'll attack them. And the scary thing is, you may be flying under the radar right now. Most Americans do. We all fly under the radar. Maybe I don't. that most people fly under the radar. You're just, you know, you're going about your business every day, doing your job, you know, taking care of your kids, taking care of your spouse, doing, you know, taking care of your partner. Whatever you're doing, you just kind of move along. But you do one little thing wrong. And if they decide to come after you, they'll come after you. That's why I say this is Stalin type stuff going on. You know, when we get back, how's the business community reacting to this? Because that'll tell you a lot about what the powers that be think. You listen to the people who have skin in the game, money on the table. What are they saying? Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. What are they saying?
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mash, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. see you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Send me a text message. 33103 is the number. Start the text out with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. By the way, we talked in the last hour about climate change, and we talked about how March is the snowiest month in Colorado. If you want to see the Purple Mountains majesty, if you want to see the Continental Divide, in March in Colorado, the view out my window, you can see on Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. Back to Trump. So now the business community is starting to weigh in, and the business community recognizes that, wait a minute, what's going on here is really kangaroo court. The reaction in the business community was swift. A lot of investors said they would just stop doing business in New York. Governor Kathy Hochul was so worried about it, coming out and claiming, oh, you don't have anything to worry about. This was an extraordinarily unusual circumstance, she said. After all, it's Donald Trump, so it must be unusual. What? We wouldn't do that to you. We just did it to him. Don't worry about yourselves. No, you have nothing to worry about. Oh, really? Then I have everything to worry about. In other words, the governor herself was admitting that New York had, in effect, issued a bill of attainder against Donald Trump. They went after him by circumventing the statute of limitations in the E. Jean Carroll case. He's appealing that. And then they went after him in a fraud case in which they were not able to prove any fraud. There are no victims. Nobody lost any money. Nobody lost any money. It's totally unfair. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
Kevin, you know, you just heard Eric lay out a fire sale, and that would essentially make former President Trump sell his assets at a reduced cost. And if he wins on the appeal, it's easy to ask how that's fair that he's been engaged in this fire sale. But not only that, Wall Street Journal editorial board says insurers may also fear Ms. James' legal retribution. That's highly problematic. And you've made this point many times. They say anyone who does business in New York ought to worry about how Ms. James could likewise twist the screws on them.
Mm. I don't think it's the case by Trump at all anymore. I think people should be thinking about the policy being put in place here, the competitiveness of New York State versus other U.S. states, but more importantly, the message about the American brand. You think about America, the reason this is the number one economy on earth is that we have laws and we have due process and we have property rights. It attracts foreign capital from all around the world. All of that is being shaken to the core here. The concept of seizing assets in 30 days on a bond number that's never been issued. No insurance bond company's ever issued anything near this. So there was no chance it was going to happen. And only giving 30 days notice and time, that's a really bad message. And I think New Yorkers should think well past Trump, whether he's president or not, or whether this attorney general is gone in 4 years or not, it's irrelevant. This is case setting against the American brand. The most stable country on earth, anywhere, to put capital to work over a long period of time, particularly in real estate, is the United States of America. This is an assault on what we believe to be core. And I find it extraordinary. I think it's very troubling. It has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump at this point, in my view. And it is completely bipartisan. This is an attack on America. Hmm. And I don't know how you can look at it any other way. And as an investor, and I know plenty of investors who are completely disturbed by this, but I mean, no one is going to put any money to work in New York in these amounts until this thing settles down. The whole world is watching, and everybody's waiting for one thing we haven't got yet, adult supervision. Where is it? Where are the adults in this crazy narrative? Certainly there's got to be adult supervision at some point. And I understand, you know, the war going on here and all the political, yada, yada, woof, woof, woof. But we need an adult in the room now. This is the United States of America under siege.
I want to emphasize that. You know, this country does have the strongest economy, the largest GDP in the world, because foreign investors, even investors from crap hole countries, recognize that, you know, money flows like water flows to its lowest point. Money flows to its greatest return and its greatest security. Now, obviously, people have different levels of risk. But what makes America, America, to Kevin O'Leary's point, is private property rights, due process, fairness, and consistency and security. Knowing that if I go buy something as an investment, a piece of real estate, the government's not going to just willy-nilly decide one day to seize that. Private property rights are integral to this economy. And they're under assault everywhere. Now, Trump's my example right here because it's the political example and it's the government doing it here going after one individual. Now, I think private property rights are under assault in many ways around this country. The Green New Deal, the green energy, all that bullcrap, that's all an assault on private property rights. How's that? Well, they're trying to tell you what kind of car to buy, what kind of car you can't buy. They're eliminating your choice. They're telling you where to put your money. Oh, you only have $25,000 to spend? Well, that sucks to be you because we want you to drive an electric vehicle, and that's $55,000. So I guess you'll just have to take public transportation. This is, he's right. It has nothing to do with Trump. They're using Trump as the vehicle. Now, granted, Letitia James, the attorney general, Judge Engeron, the judge in the case, all have it out for Trump. But what they're doing by going after Trump is they're showing exactly what the Democrat Party stands for. Are you ready for two words that will maybe make you cringe? Fascism and Marxism. Yeah, that's what this is. A bill of attainder. Kangaroo Court. Welcome to America 2024. It's a weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Now, the weekend with Michael Brown continues.
How accurate are market predictions in your life? Likely, very few. But the yield curve is different. Since the 70s, it's been 100% accurate in predicting recessions when it stays inverted for 12 months. We've hit that 12-month mark. Maybe it's why big names like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon are making huge stock sales. Don't be fooled. A recession seems inevitable. But what does it mean for your retirement? Consider gold and silver. They're easy to buy, easy to sell, and they've never been worth zero. I'm Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital, and I'd like to send you our free Precious Metals IRA guide to help make sure your savings are protected. With a quick, no-obligation call, you can see how easy it is to get started. And when you call, ask how to get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.